Hi, John D'Souza from psychotactics.com, and we're going to talk about target profile. Now, target profile, as you know, is the most important bag among all the seven red bags, and it's important because if you don't get target profile right, you get everything wrong. Because if you don't know who you're speaking to, how will you know what is their problem, what is the solution, what are the objections? Target profile is easily the biggest bag, the most important bag in your whole brain audit sequence. Now, there are five steps. Every time you do a target profile, there are five steps. And you know what? Most people do one step, two steps, three steps. Some do four steps and they never get to the fifth step. So let's look in this video about what are those five steps and why are they so important to you when you're creating a target profile. So step one of target profiling is just that you go to a demographic. Now, what is a demographic? It's a whole group of people. A group of people like nurses or doctors or people that like Elmo. It could be anyone. It's a whole group of people. Then from that group, you start to pick one person. Now, this is a real person. So this is step two. You have to pick a real person. A lot of people pick someone who they've made up in their dreams, some kind of ideal person, someone who's a persona. And we'll talk about personas in some other video. But what are you doing is picking someone like your neighbor, someone you can speak to. I know that I'm emphasizing this, but people get this wrong over and over again. They're always trying to find this person, make up this person. And step two says you have to find a real person, someone who you can speak to, someone you can take out to lunch, someone who talks back. So, step one, demographic. Step two, find a real person. Step three is to speak to that person and get a list of all their problems. So you sit with them and get the list of all the problems with regard to the product or the service that you're going to be selling to them. Then you pick one of the problems. That's very important. That's step four. And step five, which is what most people miss out. What is step five? We'll find out just in a second. What is step five? Why do people leave it out every single time? So step one, get the demographic. Step two, speak to the person. Step three, get a list of all the problems. Step four, make sure that you isolate that problem. And then there's step five. So we went through all of this, and the final step is the feedback step. And the feedback step means the person looks at your website, looks at your sales letter, looks at your sales pitch and says, that's okay. So there are all of these five steps that you have to take. And the mistake that people do is they don't go through all of these steps. Now let's take a real example. Let's say you get off at an airport, any airport on the planet, and then you go through step one. Well, you're a demographic. You're a group of people that just got off a plane. Then there's step two, which is, now you're still a demographic, this is not step two, it's still step one. You're still a demographic and you go to the restroom or the toilet, as you call it, and it's segregated into men and women. And that's when you start to see that there could be one door with your name on it. Now that's a profile, that's built specifically for you. And this is how you have to start to think of your product or your service. When someone comes to your website, they're going to be a demographic, a whole group of people, you know, that are interested in marketing, or they're interested in buying some kind of product, or they're interested in some kind of service. And at that point, you're going to start to speak to them. So it's very important when you're creating that profile to understand, who am I going to speak to? Whom am I going to speak to? And when you go through these five steps, that's when you get the complete profile. So this video is about telling you that there are five steps and you cannot miss those five steps. Let's go over those five steps again. Step one was to make sure that you had a demographic, a whole group of people. Step two is to then isolate that demographic into one person. Then find out the list of problems that that one person has. Step four would be to make sure that you start to elaborate on that problem. It's not enough to just have the problem, you want to elaborate on that problem. And finally, step five, which is to get feedback. And we'll listen to more about feedback in another video. But for now, that's me, Sean D'Souza, saying bye for now.